From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the nuclear summit getting underway today in Washington is the first serious international effort to keep nuclear material out of the hands of terrorists. In the lead-up to President Obama's welcoming remarks to the nearly four dozen world leaders at the summit, the White House announced Ukraine will be getting rid of its stockpile of highly enriched uranium, enough to build several nuclear weapons. Matthew Bunn, an expert on nuclear proliferation at the Managing the Atom Project at Harvard, says, unfortunately, nuclear material is easy to smuggle and hard to detect.
Unfortunately, it doesn't take a lot of nuclear material to make a nuclear bomb. The nuclear material that you need to make a nuclear bomb from would fit in a suitcase. While it's radioactive, the radioactivity is actually fairly weak and somewhat difficult to detect. So once the material has been stolen, has left the facility where it's supposed to be, all the later lines of defense are variations on looking for needles in haystacks.
Bunn says unsecured nuclear material anywhere is a threat to everyone, everywhere. Investigators in Russia are looking into the execution-style murder of a judge who was gunned down this morning in Moscow. NPR's David Green reports the judge recently sentenced a group of fascists who were convicted of racist murders in Russia.
According to the Moscow City Court, Judge Eduard Chuvashov was murdered as he left for work this morning. He was in the stairwell of his home when someone shot him in the head and chest. The judge died at the scene. Russian news agencies have been pointing out that Chuvashov in February handled the sentencing for 12 members of a teenage fascist group, calling themselves the White Wolves. The group was convicted in a series of killings. They beat to death migrants from some of the Central Asian countries around Russia. Racist violence has been a persistent problem here, and these are especially sensitive times. The two suicide bombers who blew themselves up in Moscow's subway March 29th were from Russia's Muslim North Caucasus region, and people from the Caucasus living in Moscow and elsewhere have feared a backlash. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy says there's no reason why President Obama's next Supreme Court nominee should not be confirmed by the end of the summer.
When a Republican president nominated John Paul Stevens, heavily Democratic Senate, we confirmed him in about 2.5 weeks. So actually, we're spending a lot more time now.
Leahy was on NBC's Today Show. A key GOP senator, Orrin Hatch of Utah, says he'd heard the name of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton mentioned as a possible nominee to fill Justice Stevens' seat. But White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says the president is going to keep Clinton as Secretary of State. Stocks are narrowly higher in advance of the initial wave of first-quarter corporate earnings reports. The Dow Industrials are up 20 points at 11,017. The Nasdaq is up 8. This is NPR News from Washington. A draft government audit is reportedly concluding that the current business model of the U.S. Postal Service is not viable. The Washington Post says the audit concludes the agency should make further cost-cutting moves, including job reductions and outsourcing of some tasks. Former Tonight Show host Conan O'Brien has found a new network home. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports cable network TBS says O'Brien will host a one-hour show at 11 p.m., expected to begin in November.
Seems like just yesterday.
According to a new TV Guide poll, 83% of voters, 83% want me to stay at 11:35, which I think is right.
But that wasn't enough to keep Conan O'Brien as host of NBC's Tonight Show. Last month, Jay Leno got that gig back, and Conan O'Brien quit. The news that O'Brien will go to TBS is a big surprise in the TV industry, since O'Brien was believed to be negotiating a late-night deal with Fox. According to a press release, O'Brien began talks with TBS after comedian George Lopez called him personally to join the network's late-night lineup. O'Brien's new show will run Monday through Thursdays at 11 p.m. George Lopez will move to midnight. Boasting the news, TBS released a short video announcement with O'Brien's image and the words, "I'm with Coco," and Coco is with TBS. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Authorities in Georgia say they will not bring charges against Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger. A college student had accused Roethlisberger of sexually assaulting her at a nightclub last month. The district attorney says there was not enough evidence to proceed, and the student has said she does not want to press charges. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.